This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots to talk about this weekend, so stay with us. You can call us with questions related to medicine overall and health. You got a health issue or a supplement question, you can run it by us. Call us at 877-726-8255. That's our number. We got lots to talk about this weekend as we gear up for a scary Halloween. That, some of the stories that I'm going to share with you may make Halloween seem tame by comparison. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. Call us, be part of the show. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office. And before we get to your phone calls, I've got some stories to share with you. This one is interesting, because it relates to a common problem, vitamin D and knee osteoarthritis. Now, disappointingly, several studies have been done looking at the effects of vitamin D supplementation and knee osteoarthritis, and some of them have come up negative. There were no benefits to supplementation with vitamin D. And that kind of doesn't make sense, because vitamin D is very good for inflammation. It's helpful for all kinds of functions within the body. And it's helpful for autoimmune disease, as is shown in rheumatoid arthritis. And so it's kind of puzzling why many of the studies came up rather not really doing it. So, this new study is published in Arthritis Care and Research. And what they found is that the key to making vitamin D work when it comes to walking and mobility and the severity of knee osteoarthritis is vitamin K. These two nutrients seem to work in tandem in helping us form bone. When I prescribe vitamin D, I always prescribe vitamin K for women with osteoarthritis. And that's because vitamin D and K work together to make collagen, which is a precursor to bone. And oh, by the way, collagen is what lines our joints. So they say here in this study that these two nutrients, vitamin D and K, are mechanistically linked, because the expression of vitamin K-dependent proteins in joint tissues requires 25-hydroxyvitamin D, which is the active form of vitamin D. So they tested out this hypothesis in real individuals. They assessed dietary intakes of both vitamin D and vitamin K, both from food and from diet. And what they found was that there was a direct correlation between levels of vitamin D and vitamin K, and ability to walk. So here's what they found. Sufficient combined vitamin K and D intake was associated with an overall faster 20-meter gait speed, chair stand completion time. You know what that means? It's a simple test. Is you sit in a chair, with or without arms, but you don't use your arms to push yourself up. And if you can get out of the chair quickly, well, then you're in pretty good shape. This is actually a good predictor of whether you're going to live or die. And so that was part of the tasks that were completed by people in the study, and also the 400-meter walk time. That's about roughly a quarter of a mile. Champion athletes do it in, I don't know, 45 seconds or something like that. I could do it maybe in 90 to 100 seconds. You might be lucky to do it in 4 or 5 minutes. But, hey, if you got knee osteoarthritis, you'll be hobbled. And so they say, quote, the findings are very intriguing because the vitamin D studies have typically failed. This is one of the first positive studies of adequate circulating vitamin D and K repletion, where we actually see an improvement in lower extremity function in the very common problem of knee osteoarthritis. They say that clinical trials should be done because this observational data is very suggestive. And no, although we do test for vitamin D, we don't frequently test for vitamin K levels in knee osteoarthritis patients. Maybe we should. It's a far less commonly performed test, but maybe, just maybe, that's the key to helping patients with this common disorder, in addition to other things like fish oil and curcumin and boswellin, glucosamine chondroitin. There are even some old studies from the 50s and 60s looking at high-dose niacinamide at 1,200, 1,500 milligrams per day. A doctor named William Kaufman performed those studies, and they were frequently referenced by the late, great Dr. Carlton Fredericks, vitamin B3 niacinamide for knee osteoarthritis. All right, you can call us 877-726-8255. And you want to hear something really scary for Halloween? All right. It turns out what we're feeding some of the most vulnerable people in the world is high in poison. Yeah. The Clean Label Project has categorized and tested a wide array of baby food formulas and toddler products. They looked at some of the best-selling formulas in baby food, and on the whole, about 530 baby food products were tested. Researchers found that, get this, 65% of products tested positive for arsenic, and that wasn't the only contaminant. They also found lead in 36% of the products, cadmium in 58% of the products, and acrylamide in 10% of the products. The concern is that these might pose dangers to babies with their susceptibility to toxins, far greater than for adults. They have developing brains and bodies, and less in the way of detoxification systems to get the lead out, to get the mercury out, to get the arsenic out, to get the cadmium out. And another bad news scenario is that 60% of the products claiming to be BPA-free tested positive for bisphenol A, which is BPA. That's not good. So these guys are kind of the watchdogs. Folks in the industry say, no problem. Yeah, there's a lot of natural toxicity out there. Things grown in soil do contain small amounts of these contaminants, but the FDA has set a limit, and that limit is sometimes enforced, although not always. In 2016, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found that there was arsenic in infant rice cereal. Well, it turns out that rice often absorbs arsenic from contaminated soil and concentrates it in rice products. And that is a problem because your kids are getting, albeit small, but significant amounts of these toxic materials. All right, you can call us 877-726-8255. We wait your calls. We got lots to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we got a caller. Our number, 877-726-8255. And Jill's taking advantage of the fact that you can get into the doctor's office with me. So here we go. Hi, Jill.
Oh, hi, doctor. I purchased a large quantity of this homeopathic spray for human growth hormone. At least that's what they told me. And I wondered if there's any validity to this.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to what your goal was in obtaining that. What did it purport to do, and why did you get it?
Well, a little of everything. I mean, it was supposed to be one of these wonderful things that just improves your health and your immunity and your energy.
And how and was that? How was it brought to your attention? How was it pitched to you?
You know, I was trying to remember that. I think it may have been a phone call.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. So. So let's talk about that. Well, first of all, you know, this is wrong on many levels. Okay. Number one, you know, let's say, let's talk about growth hormone. You know, growth hormone is indeed something that, might be important for you. You know, we actually may need growth hormone as we age. You know, aging is a process by which our hormones decline, testosterone and growth hormone. And so there is at least a biological plausibility that repleting growth hormone later in life can bring benefits. But what is this, you know, doing? You know, what's it doing for us? And, you know, how is this possibly something that could be helpful? Well, The problem is that high levels of growth hormone are also associated with higher levels of cancer risk, and that's not good. That's decidedly not good. So, you know, I'm thinking that this isn't such a good thing to be taking. I mean, even if it really were to raise growth hormone is, you can obtain it. It's expensive. It's also kind of a legal shadow zone. I don't prescribe it for my patients generally, because I think it, you know, I mean, theoretically, yeah, there's, you know, you restore your youthful levels of hormones. That sounds like a good idea. But do we really want to be doing that? So even if it worked, maybe that wouldn't be so good. So on another level, it's homeopathic, which means that there's this tiny levels of the nutrients that might enhance growth hormone. So it probably doesn't even work to enhance growth hormone. Perhaps, thank goodness for you, that it doesn't enhance growth hormone, because if it were to enhance growth hormone, maybe that wouldn't be so good. You know, the tiny cancers that form in your body under the stimulation of growth hormone, normally, your immune system takes care of them. But then, what happens when you stoke the growth of cancer? Many cancers are known to be stimulated by insulin-like growth hormone. Well, you don't want to be doing that. So there are some studies that show that non-homeopathic things like glutamine, for example, may enhance growth hormone. But this is homeopathic, so there's like sort of several steps removed from reality. I kind of feel sorry for you that you succumbed to this panacea-like pitch that was delivered to you on the telephone, and you ordered like multiple samples of this stuff. Maybe not such a good idea. What do you think, Jill?
I don't know. Could I read you what it says on the active ingredients?
Sure, you can read me what it says. I'm not going to change my opinion, but yeah, go for it.
All right, it says, I'm not sure I could pronounce this, somatotrophin, and it's colostrum, pineal gland.
It's all this stuff is kind of, colostrum is like, the mother's milk. Okay, there are colostrum supplements. Pineal gland is, some ground up part of the brain, if indeed they put that in there, but who knows what that's good for. It's actually not the pineal gland, it's the pituitary gland that secretes growth hormone. So that doesn't impress me. And then there's somatotrophin in there. Well, if there is, that's a drug. so what's it doing in that product? I don't know. What I'm thinking is this is so bad that you should probably call the local attorney general in your state and let him know because I think you were taken advantage of. I really do. I'm sorry to say. All right. This item, and this is the real deal because, I thoroughly vet the products that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. If you suffer from frequent fatigue, here's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. And clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor, and these are real trials, I've reviewed them, reduce fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin mineral formula. But you may want to just get NT-Factor alone. I suggested to the manufacturers that some people may like their own multi and fish oil. And so Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Folks, it's the real deal. There's real science behind this product, unlike the product that our caller was telling us about. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us, as did Jill earlier, 877-726-8255. Let's simplify, 877-726-TALK. and you can get through this hour next. We got lots of ways for you to reach us, including emailing us to radioprogram@AOL.com. Thereby, you can get your question answered on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast that you can download from Stitcher and iTunes and from our website at drhoffman.com. We got podcasts going on all week, additional content. And another way you can get questions to us is you can go to, on your PC or Mac, go to drhoffman.com, and on the right side of your screen, you'll see a vertical rectangle. You click on that, that'll enable you to record a question, as did this listener, Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
I would like to know if calcium supplements are bad for ulcers. And is it okay to drink almond milk to supplement the needed calcium?
Okay, well, when it comes to ulcers, calcium actually has been used a lot in the treatment of ulcers. You know, when you take Tums for stomach acidity, basically you're taking calcium carbonate. And calcium carbonate is very alkaline, which neutralizes acidity, and so can actually be helpful for ulcers. So not a problem. And it's especially important to take calcium when you're having ulcers because likely you're on an acid-blocking medication like Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium. That whole genre of medications can predispose to osteoporosis. So it's actually a good idea to take calcium if you have ulcers, and particularly if you're on medication. Is it okay to drink almond milk to supplement the needed calcium? Well, almond milk is not particularly a rich source of calcium. It contains some potassium, some magnesium, but unless it's fortified with calcium, it's probably, I mean, it's called milk, and milk is a rich source of calcium. But almond milk is got a lot lower level of calcium. So I'm just looking up almond milk calcium content here. That's the miracle of the Internet. Hey, I'm permitted to do this because, you know, if you don't have it in your head, look it up. And the results show, and it's taking a little time to boot up, almond milk versus dairy milk. Compare the nutrients. And this, by the way, is sponsored by the dairy industry. I can tell right away that this is like showing the advantages of dairy milk versus almond milk. Almond milk versus milk, the facts. Blah, 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 blah. One reason, they're putting down almond milk here. One reason why people may choose almond milk is because they believe it has a significant amount of almonds in every serving. But how many almonds are in a glass of almond milk? Many brands of almond milk may contain as little as 2% almonds. You know, I'm not a big fan of almond milk. And when it comes to calcium, I see here. Oh, they're indeed, they're fortifying almond milk with calcium. So fat-free milk, which I'm not a fan of, but it doesn't matter whether it's fat-free or full fat because the fat doesn't contain the calcium, has 300 milligrams of calcium. Turns out almond milk, because it's supplemented with calcium, has 450 milligrams. It has about 50% more calcium than a glass of regular milk. So, yeah, okay, I stand corrected. There you go. There you go. Turns out it's not a bad source of calcium. But I'm not a big fan of it because many almond milks are sweetened, and so you get a big dollop of sugar in almond milk. Almond milk without some kind of sweetener tends to be kind of bland, and that's why they sweeten it and flavor it. Okay, let's talk exercise, one of my favorite subjects, and yet another benefit of exercise. This article comes from a huge, love that word, huge study of nearly 34,000 adults. Study was done in Norway, and it's entitled Exercise and the Prevention of Depression. So they looked at these 34,000 adults, and they followed them for 11 years. And they looked at their level of exercise and their potential for two problems, depression and anxiety. The results were as follows. Undertaking regular leisure time exercise was associated with reduced incidence of depression, but interestingly, not anxiety. So anxiety was not alleviated, but depression was. And they did a little statistical analysis. They said that if this were to be implemented on a population-wide basis, if everyone were to follow a program of at least 1 hour of physical activity each week, that's a very modest program, 12% of future cases of depression could have been prevented. So that is a very interesting statistic, and you know, clearly there is a benefit of exercise in terms of alleviating depression. Now, one weakness of the study, correlation isn't necessarily causation. Exercise, no question, raises endorphins, makes you feel better, reduces, you just focus on the exercise. You're not thinking so much about, ruminating about your problems. And it reduces inflammation in the body, which is beneficial for the brain. So there's some real physical reasons for this, but correlation isn't necessarily causation. And it just could be that part of this robust effect of exercise on depression was merely because super depressed people aren't motivated to exercise. Okay. So, correlation is not necessarily causation, but no question that exercise can lift the blues. And, here's an item to suggest that if you want to quit smoking, here's some dietary advice. Consuming more vegetables and fruit could help you give up and stay free from tobacco for longer. This study found that smokers who eat a lot of vegetables and fruit are, get this, 3 times more likely to quit smoking. They looked at 1,000 smokers of 25 years or more. And then they followed them up, and they asked them if they had abstained from using tobacco in the month previously. They found that the smokers who ate the most vegetables and fruits were 3 times more likely to be free from tobacco for a minimum of 1 month, 14 months later, compared to those who ate the lowest amount of vegetables and fruit. So there are a number of explanations. Could it be the high fiber intake from the vegetables and fruit make people feel fuller and find less need for cigarettes? Some people smoke because they're hungry. So they just smoke to gratify themselves and quell their hunger pangs. But it's also possible that compared with a number of foods that are known to complement the taste of tobacco, such as caffeinated beverages, meats, and alcohol. Man, when I was a smoker, anytime I had any kind of alcohol was always a pretext to light up. Alcohol really stokes your desire for a cigarette. And a cup of coffee, forget about it. Always to be accompanied by a cigarette. But vegetables and fruit don't enhance the taste of tobacco. And it turns out could actually worsen the taste of cigarettes. So a useful strategy if you're thinking of quitting, maybe you got a loved one, you want to encourage them to quit, get them to consume more vegetables and fruit. It's good for them anyway, and it might actually help them sustain their smoking cessation longer without so much desire for resuming cigarette dependency. All right, our number is 877-726-8255. When we return, more of Intelligent Medicine, some of your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us this hour or next at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And, you know, we very carefully curate our sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. We don't just take all comers. And I am so happy that we have the folks at the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club as one of our sponsors. Their website is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And I'll share with you just one of the recently discovered benefits of olives and olive oil. A Virginia Tech research team discovered that the olive-derived compound oleoropein helps the body secrete more insulin, which is a central signaling molecule in the body that controls metabolism. So this may account for the anti-diabetic effects of the Mediterranean diet, in which they consume lots of artisanal fresh olive oil, the extra virgin kind. The findings were recently published in the journal Biochemistry, and it may explain why olive oil products can be anti-diabetic. So the researcher says this will have an impact on the general public to pay more attention to olive products in light of the current diabetes epidemic. So these are compounds that are unstable, and refining olive oil, as many brands do, removes these beneficial compounds. And there are many. They're called olive oil polyphenols, hydroxytyrosol, and oleocanthal, and oleoropein. They have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects in the body. They affect many organ systems. And so let me tell you how I can get in on this, because this is the finest, freshest artisanal olive oil. I've tried it. I'm a regular user. I'm hooked on the stuff. It's delicious. And now, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil. It's normally $39. Yeah, it's a gourmet product for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years, and they're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils that I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. And they really make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. So do a taste test. Try it yourself. Check out this generous trial offer. And get your $39 bottle for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Okay, we're talking about smoking and smoking cessation with fruits and vegetables. Well, a lot of people are going to vaping. Okay, vaping is really in vogue. And, you know, I walk down the streets here of Manhattan, and I see people enveloped in a cloud of smoke. And it's a lot more smoke than could be exuded by a cigarette or even a cigar. And they're vaping. And it's the latest thing. A lot of these folks are millennials, and they're getting their tobacco fix in a supposedly safe way because it's thought, well, you smoke cigarettes, yeah, you're going to get lung cancer and heart disease, but it's just vapor that you're inhaling. And yeah, it's got an active ingredient, nicotine, which is the stuff that everybody's hooked on, but it's a safe way to consume your nicotine. So they say. Well, New York has become a pioneer in banning vaping indoors in public. A state law now classes e-cigarettes with regular cigarettes. And this, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who I seldom agree with, I agree with him here. He says these products are marketed as a healthier alternative to cigarettes, but the reality is they also carry long-term risks to the health of users and those around them. He says, quote, this measure closes another dangerous loophole in the law, creating a stronger, healthier New York for all. What's the deal here? I mean, should these folks be stigmatized? Should they be relegated to standing in front of their offices on the sidewalk, vaping away? Should they be banned from restaurants and public places? And should they become pariahs because they're vaping? Vaping advocates are against this. In the view of vaping defenders, vapor rights. They've got a website, vaporrights.org. They say e-vapor products are not cigarettes. You don't light them, they don't burn tobacco, and they produce vapor, not smoke. So what's the deal here? Some other municipalities and states have done this. California, Connecticut, New Jersey, Utah. Some states ban vaping only in areas such as government offices and schools. You can imagine in a school, okay, vaping away in a school, hopefully not an elementary school. So here's the deal. There's a problem here because, and I'm reading from MedPage, which is it's a website essentially for doctors and health professionals. Vaping elicits immune response in lungs. Study findings raise new doubts about e-cigarette safety. Electronic cigarette vapor appears to trigger immune responses in human lungs, similar to those elicited by cigarette smoke. In a novel study, which compared sputum samples from cigarette smokers, e-cigarette users, and never smokers. So, the spit from e-cigarette users and cigarette smokers exhibited elevated neutrophil activity. That's a sign of chronic inflammatory lung diseases like COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And this is an experiment in progress because we're only going to see decades hence the cumulative effects of vaping because it's a relatively new phenomenon. But more and more, I'm convinced that vaping causes lung irritation, comparable, maybe not to the extent of cigarettes, perhaps to a lesser extent. Okay, you're going to maybe reduce your risk a little bit, but you're kidding yourself if you think it's perfectly harmless. Taken together, our results indicate the effects of e-cigarettes are both overlapping with and distinct from what is observed in otherwise healthy cigarette smokers. So it's different, but there's some similarities. And they say our results challenge the concept that e-cigarettes are a healthier alternative to cigarettes and that they reverse smoking-induced adverse health effects. Now, the airway epithelium, which is the sensitive lining of the lungs, is not something to be trifled with. Studies show that even, moderate amounts of air pollution cause chronic inflammation on our respiratory tract. So why add to it with foreign substances? And so there's now clear-cut evidence that this vaping can cause some of the same changes that lead to emphysema. That's what, you know, COPD, new word for an old-fashioned disease, emphysema. Yeah. And hopefully we won't see a terrible toll of emphysema among individuals who vape. And, you know, one, nicotine substitution, chew the gum, take the lozenges, use the patches. You can get high off nicotine for years after you stop smoking. It's okay, but don't inhale it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Call us at 877-726-8255 to get on the program, to pose your question, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for a nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.